Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we were talking about gambling earlier, and I know sometimes that can spark off concerns in people when they hear it, either about themselves or about somebody else. So if that happened for you, please go to rte.ie/helplines, where you'll find all of the information that you need. Now, they're a friendly face for children and indeed their parents every single morning as they cross the road to make their way to school. Now, Dublin City Council is on the lookout for more people to become school wardens. So what is involved in the job? How rewarding can it be? I'm delighted now that we're joined in the studio by Kathleen Ford, who's a school warden in Clontarf, and Paul Kinsler, who's a school warden in Cabra, both in Dublin. You're very welcome. Lovely
morning,
to have
Claire,
you with us. How did the morning go?
Great. Marvellous, as usual.
Everyone in good form. See, the weather's good.
Yeah, so it's great. The weather's fine. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
So part of your job now, obviously, get them across the road safely, Kathleen, but you've got to know them and you've got to say hello, because these are little children in the main, I suppose, that you interact with, and you're the friendly face.
Well, we do the small kids in our school. We do them from the little wobblers. I call them little wobblers. Up to sixth class now, and you know, they're the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And same thing, they come, you get to know them, they get to know you, and so good morning, how are you? Like to see them with a smile, they see you with a smile, you know.
Yeah, and if you're not there, of course, Kathleen, for a day, whatever, do they miss you?
It's funny, Claire, you say it, like, we think, say you're part of our job, I suppose we're the first people we meet in the morning.
Ooh.
They meet in the morning, the first face, and hopefully we are safe for them. Which is, you know, so important to go out in the morning. And if you're not there, they say, where were you yesterday?
Yeah,
there, and but, I, you know, it sounds so daft, but like nearly a day before, I won't be there now tomorrow or Friday. And I nearly tell them in advance, I won't see you for a few days. I'm going on holiday. So when they hear that, but you're like, you know,
they have advance warning.
Mm. Yeah.
No, because I know it in my own house. We were told when someone is missing, you know, school warden wasn't there today. Where are they? So that's good advice to mention it beforehand.
Yeah.
How long are you doing it, Paul?
I'm doing it 3 years.
So how did it come about for you?
Well, there was actually a friend of mine who was a school warden, and he just said, would you be interested? So I just went through the process. I got an application form, filled in the application form, and lucky enough, I was called for an interview. And the interview, and I was, you know, it's very easy, very informal.
It's easy for you.
Well, no, but generally it's very easy, you know. It's like having a chat with somebody in a pub, you know.
But not in a pub.
Well, not in a pub,
with
stress there.
For you, the hours suited you because you do the bit of music as
Absolutely,
well, don't you?
Yeah, the hours are fantastic, you know, because I do a bit of semi-professional musician. Mm. And so I'm playing at night time and, you know, the morning times when I'm on the crossing is handy for me, and the afternoon is handy for me, because then I may have the evening and the rest of the day to myself.
Yeah, and Kathleen, you worked in retail, wasn't it?
Yeah, I worked in retail, yeah. But this is the most rewarding job you could
absolutely
ever do.
Absolutely.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Children are genuine and they make you smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you are, you know, they make you smile. No matter what's going on, they do, Claire, you know, and they come down on their bikes and they're just so happy to see you, like, and you know, you cross over and you say, bye, honey, and they go, bye, honey.
You know that kind of way.
And you probably get to know them so well that you'll know if they're
their
having
names.
A bad day well.
Yeah.
You know, you see the little face in the morning.
Oh, no, and it's, do you know what I think, Claire? It's important to know their names.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
When you know their names, they're that little person, and they're, you know, that isn't it true, Paul, that they just, you know, you know who, and you can, they're just the one-on-one. They're the important person.
Sorry, Paul.
It's like what you were saying off air there about Christmas. I mean, Christmas morning. We finished up, I think it was a couple of days before Christmas.
And all the
Christmas
lovely
Eve.
Presents that you get.
Oh, you must be joking. You're talking about the bags lined up at the traffic lights, you know what I mean?
Embarrassed.
I think I got something like 22 boxes of sweets. 16
listen,
bottles of wine.
You can re-gift them.
4 bottles. Yeah, well, that's what I did, actually.
Yeah. But this is why, you know, people really appreciate
do,
the school warden,
do,
which is a lovely, rewarding position to be in.
Yeah.
Listen, the main part of the job is keeping the children safe.
Kathleen,
I ask you about this now. Do you find that motorists, that other road users are very conscious in the main of the children crossing?
Yes, and Claire, that is a really good question. Absolutely, they are. We were only talking about that yesterday. You just get a very odd person now that might come down my road that wouldn't be a regular. You're right, they do. You know, they know there's somebody there and they know the children are crossing and like it's 30 kilometres. And so mainly you do, you I suppose it's like everything in life. You get the odd person who thinks their day is more important and they're in more of a hurry than anybody else.
Yeah.
And they, you kind of look and think, gosh, are they going to stop? But it's a, now it's a rare time and most, they get used to you being there, you know.
Same for you?
They get to know you there, exactly. Now, I have the advantage of, I walk at a set of pedestrian lights, so the lights will go red and then I'll go out into the middle of the road, you know. But Kat is slightly different to me. She doesn't walk with lights. She'd be more exposed to the traffic than I'd be.
Yeah.
But we do get that. Now, we do get, you know, some cyclists, e-scooters would go through it. Not them all, now. Not them all.
Oh, yeah.
But you would get one or two that would just... They just go, they fly through you.
Well, that must be nerve wracking for you because you're responsible for the kids at that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know? But they do listen to you. Like when they come down and if they're on their own, say, and the mams are a good bit behind, when they come down and you say, "No, we just hold on a minute. I don't know, is that person going to stop?" And you know the gas part when you do get the odd funny person, it always seems, I could be there and I seem to stop them every day and I say, sugar, it's, you know, and it's not that, you know, you don't know who
you're stepping out just as the same person is trying to.
You don't know who you're stopping because you're not thinking about, you don't care about the person in the car. You don't care about the
people. So the driver thinks you have it in for them.
Yeah, you do. I swear to God. But usually they do. We would both say to the children, and of course, all the other school wardens in the country, you'd always say to them, you just hold on a minute, I'm not sure if that car is going to stop.
Yeah,
wait
just
for a minute.
Out, wait till it stops.
And,
and
they kind of look, and then they love the idea that they listen to you.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's good to know.
Because they know that you're there for their sake, and the parents know it as well. You know, because the parents will say, you don't cross the road till Paul tells you to cross the road. You know, even if they see the light red, they don't step off the footpath until you say go across.
Yeah. And at this time of the year now, you're getting ready to say goodbye to some of the children who are leaving primary school.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Yeah. Like last year, when they broke up for the holidays, you've got a certain amount of kids who are in sixth class. They're not coming back in September. So the last day of the school, will you sign me T-shirt? You know, when they're leaving the class, will you say, Mr. Lollipop Man Paul, will you sign me T-shirt?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they go around with all the signatures of their friends and their teachers and they have Paul the Lollipop Man.
And
is
that sad for you or is it
Well, you know, they're moving
rewarding.
On to another stage of their life, you know.
You would have had the crossing them for a lot of years and there'd be a couple of girls, about five or six girls on the corner and they kind of meet in the morning. And only funny, one of them yesterday said to me, it's funny too how, she said, gosh, I said, so are you looking forward to it? And I said, I'm a little bit anxious about it. And I said, well, you know, it's just another chapter in your life, you know.
So you're a counsellor as well as everything else.
But Claire, it's lovely. And I said, sure, we'll see you. And, you know, you're right. And you kind of miss them because you get to a communion and then confirmation and then they're gone, you know.
Well, you're a lot more now. I think both of you are than just a school warden.
I have
to mention, if anyone is interested in applying or finding out more information, all of the details are up on the Dublin City Council website on their jobs section. You can check out the Dublin City Council social media accounts as well, or email schoolwardens@dublincity.ie and they'll be able to help you out. Before we go, we had this message about Kathleen. Our lollipop lady on Kinkora Road is incredible. She knows the name of every single child, parent, minder, grandparent, even the dogs too. She always greets us with such a big smile on her face and a special word for every child. Parents even have to slow their buggies so the toddlers can wave to her as they pass by. Isn't that lovely to hear? And now we have her crying. Thank you so much for coming in, Paul Kinsella and Kathleen Ford. Now, that's it. We're over time. In fact, the programme was produced by John Byrne, research by Owen Cody. Our broadcast coordinator is Leon Dunn. Chris O'Connor was on sound. Let's head over to Louise.